Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back again to our unique program, Understanding Muslims and Understanding How to Share Jesus Effectively with Them. We talked last program about Paul established common ground with the Athenians. He used their poets to support his message. And I notice also in Acts 18:5, Paul also found the common ground with the Jews. He testified to the Jews that Jesus is the Christ. Apostle Paul found the common ground in the hope of the Israelites in the coming Messiah. And Paul reasoned with them from the scriptures, because the Jews are like him, already knew the scriptures and accepted them as the word of God. So with this common ground, he could use the evidence of fulfilled prophecies. And I love 1 Corinthians 9. Of course, I love every word in the Bible. But this passage particularly impacted my life in a deep way. And let me read it to you. And I hope and I pray that it will also influence your approach in witnessing to Muslims and also in witnessing to all people. Apostle Paul said, "Even though I am free from all men, I have made myself a servant to all in order to win more people. To the Jews, I became a Jew that I might win Jews. To those who are under the law, as under the law. To those who are without law, as without law. To the weak, I became weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all men, that I might by all means save some." Let me read it to you again from the New Living Translation. English is my second language, so I always appreciate a different translation of the Bible. "I have become a slave to all people to bring many to Christ." Wow. "When I was with the Jews, I lived like a Jew to bring the Jews to Christ. When I was with those who follow the Jewish law, I too lived under that law. When I was with the Gentiles who do not follow the Jewish law, I too live apart from that law, so I can bring them to Christ. Yes, I try to find the common ground with everyone, doing everything I can to save some." I love it. I love it. I love it. It helps us understand Paul's spirit and the Apostle Paul's approach to people, Jews and non-Jews. What separated Jews from Gentiles in these days were the law and the covenant, right? And you notice that Apostle Paul talked and acted in a way that neither offended the Jews nor the Gentiles. When he was with the Jews, he did not parade his liberty. Paul had the right to eat whatever pleased him, of course, but he gave up that right so that he can win the Jews, you know, please them, make them feel comfortable, and win them to Christ, because God loves the Jewish people and God wants to save them. So Apostle Paul, when he was with the Jews, he never allowed himself, I guarantee you, to enjoy eating spicy barbecue pork ribs. No way. he was willing to subject himself to the scruples of the Jews. And also, if you notice, in Acts 15, the apostles and the elders at Jerusalem agreed and decided it is not necessary for anyone to be circumcised. But in Acts 16, we read that before Apostle Paul took Timothy to serve with him, Apostle Paul circumcised Timothy. Apostle Paul, why you are circumcising Timothy? We read already in Acts 15 that the apostle and the elders at Jerusalem agreed and decided that it is not necessary for anyone to be circumcised. He will tell you, when we go to heaven, I know they decided that, but I circumcised him because that will make the Jewish people comfortable about me and about my ministry, and they will hear me talking about the Messiah, Jesus. However, when the Apostle Paul was dealing with the Gentiles, he did not impose the law on them. Very important words God told us in 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. These verses impacted my life. Be careful, however, that the exercise of your freedom does not become a stumbling block to the weak. Let me read it to you again. Be careful, however, that the exercise of your freedom does not become a stumbling block to the weak. Apostle Paul wanted the message of the gospel to be free from any obstacles in the minds of lost sinners. Wow! Paul focused on giving people the pure message of the gospel. He actually kept the main thing the main thing. His overriding purpose was to win people to Christ. His overriding purpose was to win people to Christ. His goal was to gain the widest possible hearing for the gospel. And my brothers and sisters, a wise evangelist always seek to build the bridges, not walls, with the people he is trying to share Jesus with. Before our time is up, we must do the most important thing. Go to God and surrender our lives to God. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, God. We realize, God, that we don't know how to witness to Muslims. We realize our inadequacies, that without you, we can do nothing. And we come before you, God, putting our faith in you, that you will prepare us, God. You will equip us. You will equip our fellowships, your church. And you will guide us, God, through divine appointments, through open doors, to share Jesus effectively with multitudes of Muslims and to help multitudes of Muslims enjoy your love and salvation. We put our faith in you, God, the power of your Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. My friend, I invite you right now to believe the good news in the gospel that God gave you. He loves you. He came in the person of Jesus Christ, and he paid the penalty for your sins. Pray this prayer after me if you mean it from your heart. God, thank you for loving me. Thank you for Jesus. Jesus, I believe in you. I believe you are my only Savior from the consequences of my sin. Jesus, come into my heart. Make me a child of God. I repent of my sins. God, I don't want to live in sin anymore. I don't want to continue doing wrong things anymore. God, I believe that you sacrificed of yourself for me because you loved me. God, I believe in Jesus. Forgive me. Make me your child. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
I have a coworker who's Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. Thank you for listening. And I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. That number once again, 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.